A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Once when he was in one of the cities, there was a man covered with leprosy. When he saw Jesus, he bowed with his face to the ground and begged him, "Lord, if you choose, you can make me clean." Then Jesus stretched out his hand, touched him, and said, "I do choose. Be made clean." Immediately the leprosy left him, and he ordered him to tell no one. "Go," he said, "and show yourself to the priest. And as Moses commanded, make an offering for your cleansing, for a testimony to them." But now, more than ever, the word about Jesus spread abroad. Many crowds would gather to hear him and to be cured of their diseases. But he would withdraw to deserted places and pray. Today's story is pretty straightforward. There was a man covered with leprosy. He sees Jesus and begs, "Lord, if you choose, you can make me clean." Jesus says, "I do choose," stretches out his hand, touches the leper, heals the man, and says, "Go, show yourself to the priest for a testimony for them." But this pretty straightforward story is one with great depth. It's fascinating how many times in the Gospels Jesus is shown stretching and touching to describe God's ways with us as always stretching and touching. Jesus heals the leper, tells him to go to the priest to be certified and restored to society, but by his touching a leper, Jesus himself becomes ritually unclean, outside society. Jesus makes himself vulnerable. And so do we make ourselves vulnerable, able to be wounded, if our love be genuine. In a detective story I read, a woman hires the man to find somebody. They become involved, and one morning the woman wakes up and says to him, "I love you." And he replies, "Thank you." After a short silence, she says, "Well, I guess that's the only honest answer. Love is a gift, not a bargain." Love is a gift, not a bargain, and the risk of rejection is always there when someone makes herself vulnerable by daring to say, "I love you." Sometimes when a friend disappoints or rejects us, we might feel like singing along with Tina Turner, "Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken?" But that's the whole point. What else is a heart for? The prophets are always talking about the stony-hearted and promising that God will instead give them a heart of flesh. It is not stoic invulnerability that is a Christian virtue. To be a Christian is to have a heart of flesh, willing to risk loving and braving the consequences. In one of our churches in France, Moroccan refugees were given shelter, which caused not a little inconvenience during services. This prompted one of the bishops to protest, "People go to church to pray, not to put their lives at risk." What a peculiar statement for a bishop to make. This is precisely why we go to church. This is what the Eucharist is all about, to put our lives at risk. Which is why Timothy Radcliffe in his new book can write that the proper headgear for church is not a new bonnet, but a crash helmet. Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken? In a stony-hearted world, we all need a heart that can be broken.